Hey, I'm Axel.
I'm John. Welcome to the Dubious Bakery.
God, I like tasted some of the bong water.
Ooh.
It literally got on the tip of my fucking tongue.
Really?
Yeah, it did.
I'm looking at your bong here, and it's got a perk, and I would say 3 inches of a. I don't want to say shaft, so I'm going to say neck.
Yeah,
say above that. The perk. So you got 3 inches of neck above that perk, and that's not enough room. You suck too hard. Is that what it is?
Yeah, I did basically. I was trying to get that because I don't know. I guess the hole was kind of clogged. Like you know, sometimes you're like smoking it and it just won't,
and then
get the full light, and then all of a sudden it goes.
God, it like, gives. Yeah.
So it didn't give even yet. It was like shit, and
I hate that.
You know what I'm talking about? Yeah, I don't like it either. It bugs me. Like, I like a nice, smoother
It's
hit.
Like the whole bowl was, like, wasted, almost.
It is a little bit, because it's harsher, and you're, like, trying to get it to, like, do that.
I've never seen Maestro so serious on the bakery. This
Dude,
is intense.
He did. He lit
really
up.
Does not like that.
No.
Any tips to avoid that, Maestro? Like, do you pack your bowls around that now? Around that theory?
It happens, basically. You try, but
You
it
do
happens.
Try, but the way it burns almost, too, like, collapses
it's
in a way.
It's a give and take between trying to get your bowl too packed, you know, like you just want to keep packing it.
Mine was really packed, so maybe I overpacked.
I went to the Kush Bar at Venice Beach the other day, and
I haven't yet to be to one of those, by the way.
Oh, Wait, it's
I didn't know they had any like that.
Yeah, me neither.
Neither did I until I found this place.
Okay,
and it was fantastic. I've never been to anything like it. It was a bar where you bring them your medical weed. And you can rent pieces, or you can bring your own. I rented a bong for $3, and they
$3
packed. Yeah, that's not that much. They packed your weed, and they also light your weed. So it's a hands-free bar is the whole gimmick.
Yeah, so you're not liable or something.
Yeah, exactly. They probably just don't want people lighting shit on fire all over the place in the bar. Well, that's probably their only
reason.
I
hope they don't suck at lighting. I hate. Have you ever had someone light for you and they're like, I don't know why someone would light for you, but sometimes you need that to happen. And they like way too much. Or I've done it myself where like, I light a bowl and just myself, I just leave that flame a little on there a little too long and then I take it off and the whole time I'm smoking, I'm like, shit, I really fucked this up and I just taste really butane-y.
First of all, if you're working behind a bar lighting bowls for people, you're a pro. You have to be a pro. I'm sure there's an interview process there. Light these 10 bowls. Like, okay.
As fast as you can. With no sound.
But one of the best things about this place was I went during a kind of a lax time. There weren't that many people there. So I was able to sit at the bar because you're only allowed to have 10 people at the bar. And it is a bar. You're sitting at a bar.
10 people in the bar or at the bar?
At the bar at a time.
I see.
The weed bar.
At the weed bar. So she can only, the girl behind the counter, and mind you, there's only girls working there, which is
a great idea.
Doubly good.
Yeah.
They're easy on the eyes, too, huh?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, for sure.
Fun to talk to, easy on the eyes. But she would pack the bowl, and she's a pro at packing the bowl, too. You know, she asks you, how much do you want? Okay, this and that. And if do you have any keef? No, I don't. Okay, well, you're a loser.
I have some of my vagina. That's extra.
Axel, are they sluts or now, or what's going on?
Did I say that out loud?
Yeah.
Sorry. I want to go to that bar.
Yeah, wait. What?
So she packs the bowl, and then she lights it for you. And I was actually sitting down at the end of the bar, and I saw her down the bar like saying something like, you want me to light it with this? And I kind of lean over, and I see she's holding up Bee's Line. The stuff we use to light our bowls. The stuff
so
I'm holding in my hand right now. It's a hemp rope doused in honey oil. So it's a slow burning.
Beeswax.
Beeswax?
Yeah.
Beeswax, honey oil.
Describe it like a little candle that you use to light your bowls with, basically. It's like a little candle, so you don't have to deal with any of that butane fuel.
Hemp
bullshit.
Rope covered in beeswax.
Yeah, exactly. And it's a clean taste and none of the butane taste. But so I partnered up with those dudes that were using the Bee's Line and... chatted it up.
Did you throw some did you give him some Dubious Bakery card?
Oh, I totally did.
Oh, good. Good.
Yeah. But it's it was a real fun atmosphere, and I can't wait to go again.
Yeah, I'll go with you next time. That'd be sick.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm surprised they didn't light up pieces of glass and light up your bowls.
I'm sure they would if I brought them the utensils.
Hit? Yeah, isn't the whole point in those parts? Like, isn't that really good? I've never done that myself, but I thought
you've never done a wand hit?
No.
Oh,
it's great.
I think a solar hit is better. Using the magnifying glass to light it. No, it's not. A wand hit is heat. Heat, like, introduced to the bowl via physical contact. The magnifying glass is heat using air and light.
Dude, it's doing the same thing. Yes. It's doing the same thing,
it's
but
doing
actually,
the same thing, you feel it's different.
But actually, yes. The reason I like
solar versus
the wand hit more is because it lights the bowl faster. Like, you need a really, really nice magnifying glass to light the whole bowl. Like, you're out there for like 20 minutes with the magnifying glass, like, trying to light a little piece.
I'll agree with that. Yeah, for sure. But
that's hilarious.
At one point, they said there were like 50 people in the bar, and only 10 people could be at the bar at a time. So you got people standing in the wings just waiting to sit at the bar and smoke a bowl.
Yeah.
At that point, just cut your losses.
Just leave.
There were just tons of people in there.
Oh, man. Dude, the population right now, like I said last time, is exploding. I've been saying it all through the Dubious Bakery, and now scientists are starting to back me up a little bit more. So that's all I got to say. So agree with scientists. Awesome. A growing number of scientists are calling for a wider public debate on global human population, which is set to rise from the present 6.8 billion to perhaps 9 billion by 2050.
Wait, so they're saying they want to have a global debate?
They want to just start talking about it. Basically,
who's saying this?
The scientists are telling this to politicians.
Gotcha.
Scientists are very upset at politicians right now. They're saying that politicians basically always cover up, like, population problems, and they just rely on technology to, like, save us at the end. And all these scientists
politicians are douchebags.
Yes, we know that. Yeah. And so, agreed. We need to basically start telling the people that we just need to be concerned about population. It's just something to think about. So, Professor Aubrey Manning, the presenter of the BBC's Earth Story, has stated that the sheer number of humans on the planet is the greatest menace the world faces. I kind of agree with her, guys. Like, I seriously think that is going to be the destruction of the Earth. Last episode, we talked about...
No,
destruction of us, I should say.
That's
Earth will be okay.
Yeah.
But, you know, I think we should care about us, because Earth's not really going to care for us.
Yeah. It'll shake us off so fast.
Like I said last episode, there was Frank Fenner, that scientist said he thought would be gone in 100 years because of overpopulation, not enough food, overtaxing resources, and the environment change.
Aren't there so many ways we could kill ourselves?
Yeah.
We could
it could be so many different ways. Who's to say which way is going to be it?
I say it's this
one. That's just all speculation.
This is the way if we don't kill ourselves violently, and do nothing else but don't change, this is the way we're going to die.
What is that way?
Overpopulation.
Overpopulation.
But,
from food? We can't create
enough food? Yeah, starvation. Is that what it is?
Yeah, starvation and just not enough resources. Water.
Here's the thing.
Food, energy.
Here's the thing. Eventually, people will start dying off and somebody there will be left with more than enough food, and we'll just have to deal with cleaning up the bodies.
Yeah, but that's when infrastructure starts crumbling, that type of shit. That's when wars over food
start
happening. But
still, I don't think every single person on the planet is going to die.
You know,
that's
seriously
so
back
insane.
You up. I back you up there. I'm not going to die if I'm alive in 100 years, and some other people won't die. Like, I feel, but there'll be massive extinctions and stuff.
Yeah, because I think a certain group of people in the world will look for food. They'll blow up the other people with the food.
Well, depends, though. Like, if we tax the resources, it all depends in the future.
It's all,
like,
over land.
If we overtax the land so much, we can't make the food.
I'm thinking Mad Max style.
We, though, like, this is saying there aren't separate governments.
Mm-hmm.
That's the thing.
Yeah, it's true. I mean, this is actually, these are all British people, most of them. Like they're called lords. Some of these scientists.
Nice.
Like this Lord Rees.
Nice.
President
Love
of the
it.
Royal
Axel's
Society.
Dream.
He says population.
I mean, John's dream.
He says population is one of the over the horizon threats without enemies, and it's a disaster in slow motion. So I think it's one of those, like,
say that again. Over the horizon without
enemies. Without enemies, there's nothing threatening population.
Oh, I see. Metaphorically,
it's like metaphorically, gotcha. And it's a disaster in slow motion, almost like the Dante's Peak thing where you have a frog in the boiling water. You put it in boiling water and it jumps out, but if you put a frog in cold water and then slowly bring up the water, it'll boil to death.
Huh.
Supposedly.
Well, I don't know if I agree with that, and I don't know if I'm completely down with that. I don't think the human, this whole thing of overpopulation is what's going to kill the human race. It won't kill the human race.
I think it's overreacting.
I think zombies are going to kill the human race. But that's irrelevant at this point. We're talking about overpopulation.
Okay, I can see that. And I got to, like, define it, because I don't know, though. I'm really worried about overpopulation. It's a big deal. It's going to change things for the worse. If you want things to stay kind of the same,
overpopulation. Just take a look at it. Just think about it. That's all I'm telling everyone.
So are they suggesting something to solve the problem?
Yeah, start killing your firstborn. No.
Yeah, no.
It's not,
of course.
It hasn't said anything.
Oh, no.
Locus.
They haven't said anything, but they're like, basically, if the numbers rise like they say they will, basically the world food production will have to increase by 50%. To meet the rising demand, water availability will have to increase to 30%, and global energy demand will have to increase by 50%. And so unless technology makes those numbers happen, which it
totally will. Well, I believe in technology.
In reality, I mean, we still have to make fuel now. I mean, in the next 50 years, we will be running out of our oil, so we will be having that problem with creating all the fuel to power all of our shit, let alone feed everybody.
It's true.
And
it does, whatever is happening with the Earth, if there is like a polar shift, magnetic shift, or something,
the Earth will be fine.
Yeah, the Earth will be fine. I'm just saying, it's just the people.
Yeah, but we'll be fine.
Just whoever has whoever has the will to live, hopefully.
We survive. And just little pockets of us.
Here's the thing. Genetic engineering in, what was the year that what's our timetable here we're given to extinction?
Well, last episode was 100 years, the guy said, but we think it might just, years. He's saying that just to scare people, just to... They're saying 9 billion by 2050.
9 billion by 2050. So let's just go in 100 years from now.
Really?
I think 100 years from now, we will have a clean, renewable source of energy in the form of some sort of hydrogen reactor or even, you know, dare I say it, the warp blah, blah, blah.
Okay.
The warp core, whatever.
Okay, let's say they do.
Some sort of
that for
energy production. And I believe we will, with that, be able to
expand maybe into the Sahara Desert.
Damn straight.
I've been saying that. If we can make the Sahara Desert livable by, like, you know, terraforming it or something.
Your water boxes, also, right?
Yeah, the water boxes that we talked about in the earlier episodes. If we could figure something to do there, maybe we can figure out.
We could put solar panels there, maybe.
Yeah, let's put some solar panels there. There you go. But, I don't know. We got to expand. Even if we came up with all the technology stuff.
We do have the technology.
By that time, it's
going to
be
point.
Like 12 million people or something. And there's just going to be a lot of people.
It's just not mainstream.
Like, I just wish we had more technology now a little earlier. We could almost think about expanding to other planets. It's almost like we're a little too late. We're a little too late. It's like we almost need to start expanding in the next 150 years, we need to start really be moving.
No. See, here's the thing.
I don't think we're there.
If we can utilize all the land on the planet, we can sustain our numbers. We need to bitch slap the stupid governments in control of everything and just say, hey, you know, there's a greater threat here. Let's work together.
Thank Obama for killing NASA.
For killing NASA? I agree with him for cutting NASA's budget. They're way over the top anyway.
Well, yeah, NASA's corrupt now. I think private companies may be the way to go. Even though I love NASA, I'm so upset by the way they're going.
I'm upset, though. They're not going to go to space. America
I know.
Won't.
That's upsetting. That's why I think private corporations maybe hopefully American ones
will
do it.
No, not hopefully. We know how private corporations act.
Maybe
look at Verizon.
SpaceX from that one company, they already launched their first test rockets. They're the ones that are going to be resupplying.
They'll take billionaires on flights.
Yeah. It'll just get cheaper.
It'll take billionaires on flights. I actually have a new story about Lockheed Martin. Do you know who they are, Maestro? I know you're really into planes and whatnot.
Oh, of course. They've created some of the best fighter jets in the world. Really.
There you go. They designed a new quieter supersonic jet.
Nice.
So what that means is...
Should we know about this?
They're like America's ultimate R&D for super cool military shit.
Research and development.
Yeah.
R&D. It took me a second. Yeah. Like, what? What's their name again, then?
Lockheed Martin.
Lockheed Martin.
Okay. Skunk Works. I don't know.
Skunk Works?
Yeah. That's what they used to be. That was the team back in the day. Yeah.
I could see why they changed to Lockheed Martin.
Yeah. I like the sound of that better.
So this new quieter supersonic jet, what it actually does is it muffles its sonic boom when it breaks the speed barrier.
Nice.
Or the sound barrier, I should say.
Yeah.
And what that allows it to do is travel like above areas it wasn't previously allowed to, such as neighborhoods or, you know, places that don't want to be disturbed by a loud fucking boom in the
air. Yeah, because it's silent the whole time.
Exactly.
Oh, wow. That's really interesting.
So that opens up all new means of travel and whatnot. And they recently submitted these designs to NASA in hopes that it'll be built around 2035.
Interesting. So they think 2012 is bullshit then.
Well, of course. What company does it really? Like, are you really going to cut your assets at like 2012?
We're not going past 2012.
Let's play into 2012 and then just go on after.
I like your thinking.
That's awesome, though. That's like a the X-Men's Firebird.
Oh, the next Blackbird 2.
Blackbird, yeah. That's like that status.
The X-Jet. Yeah, you're right, but it doesn't have camouflage, so we're not gonna.
Hope we can try. Like we have
Blackbird is like the Blackbird.
Well, no. This is the Blackbird 2. This is like the ultimate Blackbird.
I know, but you know the real Blackbird.
Yeah, no, yeah. This is modeled jet. After it the real Blackbird, like but it's Blackbird. It's like twice as cool. And twice,
yeah, it has alien technology, though.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, of course. Why not?
Alien technology.
So I just want to issue a warning to our UK fans.
Oh, really?
Warning.
Oh,
warning.
Shit.
And by the way, we do have fans in the UK.
Are we issuing travel warnings now on this?
I have.
Are we taking the role of this?
We are turning into the news.
I've been saying that more and more.
Yeah, for sure. I issued a public service announcement about like refrigerators 10 episodes back or something.
I think I did something actually on like baby crib once. I was like, they're cutting off babies' hands or something. Watch everything. Oh,
So, an escaped monkey. 15 centimeters tall or 6 inches tall.
Oh shit.
For us Americans.
That's small. That's hard to catch.
It's on the loose in, let me see, where was it?
The UK?
Yeah, it's in the UK. I didn't write down the town. How stupid of me. I even looked up the town to figure out where it was. How fucking dumb.
Shit, so it's even more broad. So the entire UK needs to be looking for this thing.
Okay. It's in like northern.
No. Right? It's a southeast UK. Near the docks, near the bay. Oh,
if you're near water,
near the docks.
If you're near water,
the whole freaking it's an island. There's like probably a million
That's true.
Docks.
That's true. It's an island.
they described it as a wharf.
Oh my god. Oh yeah, that one.
Anyways, the 10-year-old monkey, the marmoset monkey. Oh, named man. Bonnie, by the way.
Oh, Bonnie.
Yeah,
he's missing.
It ran away from its owner, Peter Powell, after he tripped and fell. The monkey usually sits on his shoulder, so it's easy to imagine that, like, when he tripped, the monkey just hit the ground and started running.
Bolted.
Yeah.
Must have not loved him too much.
It's a fucking wild animal.
I bet you they don't mention in the article that he had a leash.
Huh?
He tripped, dropped the leash.
and it just happened to run off because it just loved him so much and went to go get him some food.
That's great.
The article did mention a leash, as
really?
A matter of fact.
Yes. Oh, yes, my gosh. Of course it did, because you had to keep your wild animal on that thing.
Fuck that alert. Help this monkey.
Yeah.
You see?
Yeah.
Help
Let him out of the leash.
Take him out of the leash. Get him to America. Mail him to the Dubious Bakery.
Yes. Actually, yeah.
That'd be great.
Maestro, I know you remember The Rescuers. Do you?
The movie? Like the cartoon?
Yes, the cartoon. Do you remember it?
Yeah.
I think this monkey is going to go kick it with the rescuers in London.
Go kick it.
And go solve crimes
of
and
course.
Shit.
Of course.
He should go down under then afterwards.
Yeah.
In the sequel.
That would be tight. And then he could hang out with the Sherlock Holmes and shit. Right? Hey, mice too.
I think there was a mice Sherlock Holmes.
right?
Oh, shit. Kick the shit out of big rats.
All those crazy animals are going nuts in England, London. Oliver.
Dude,
I don't know.
Oliver, yeah. Dude, what's up with the animals in London?
London's nuts.
Let us know. 1-872 Fatline.
Yeah, seriously. If you're from London, call us.
We love you.
I don't know how that works out with you guys over there, but.
All right, this is a funny story. It just made me like. It just makes me just think like of cool possibilities. That's why I like it. This guy. This happened on June 20th in Hollywood. But, this guy Ryan Danoff
was fishing with two friends 4 miles off Hollywood Beach when he spied what he appeared to be a mast on the horizon. I can't say horizon. He saw a mast on the horizon. So Danoff, he's a fish farmer, so he's on the water like three times a week. So he's on a boat. He's in the ocean. He's been there before. He went to investigate this mast, and he found himself face to face with a periscope.
A periscope? Wait, he went to investigate? How close did he get?
He said he was face to face with a periscope.
Face to face.
He said he got on his boat. Like, he said he saw far away, and he thought it was like a mast, because, you know, really far away on the ocean, you can see the curve of the earth. And that's when you're seeing a ship, the first thing you're going to see is the mast.
Is he in Korean waters?
No, he said it was
off 4 miles off Hollywood Beach.
Off Hollywood Beach.
That's Florida, right? I think so.
I think it's Hollywood. Hollywood Beach? Or is that Florida?
Yeah, Hollywood, Florida.
You got a computer there. Yeah,
would you be so kind?
I assumed Hollywood because it said Hollywood Beach.
No, not like here.
Well, that's what I assumed.
That's what I assumed.
That's part of the insanity, yeah.
So, So it was a periscope. He rode up to it in his boat.
Yeah, and he got face to face with it. So it said in the article, this is him saying it. He said, it was crazy. Florida. If it wasn't just me, I wouldn't believe what I saw. So it's Florida?
Yes.
Okay, so it's Florida. Okay, so Florida Beach. Call Hollywood Beach. Fuck that beach. Name yourself Florida Beach, please. Name it Florida Beach next time.
Get
fuck
over your it. Beach.
But anyway, so Danoff, he moved closer to the periscope, and it took off at about 20 knots, which is like very fast. I don't know if that's fast in boating terms, but they just said 20 knots is very fast. And so whatever was below the surface blew out its ballast, which I guess is all the air and stuff, because it said it sent all sorts of bubbles to the surface. So after 5 minutes of the bubbles, the sea lays disturbed.
Couldn't you just drop periscope? Why do you have to sink? It's a guy in a boat.
Drop periscope! No, we're going to sink! No, it just took off and then left. Like, yeah, I would have just...
Yeah, you're right. Let's just drop periscope. Let's be done with it. But who are these people?
We don't know. Danoff reported it to the Coast Guard, and they haven't gotten back to him. So they kind of investigated. The Coast Guard said that the info went to the proper authorities, and... So the article, actually, they asked, like, is this a Navy submarine looking at the beach? And the Coast Guard said, it's kind of uncommon, but it could be a possibility. It's a possibility. So basically, it could be the Navy maybe looking. Who knows? That's what it is. Who the fuck knows?
Do they still use periscopes? Like, seriously, is that how advanced we are now?
That really is, seems like a big, like, piece of shit.
Why would
really? Like, isn't that, like, it seems so, like...
We have satellites now, we have all sorts of shit.
I have another theory.
Right?
What? What's your theory?
Smugglers have been known to take boats and retrofit them into submarines.
I have seen that.
Mini subs.
I thought this was Hollywood, so I never thought about it, but you're right. Now that it's in Florida... It's drug cartel.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
What?
Wow. Good job, Dubious John. Solving crimes. I've been wanting to solve a crime on the Dubious Bakery. Great.
Arrest those men.
They're the ones.
Coast Guard's like,
so drugs. That's totally what it was, though. I'm 100% convinced.
Dude, on a nuclear sub, what do you need a...
You have
scope.
You have stuff on top now to see. You got satellites.
You got an AWAC.
I'm sure every fucking submarine out there. In fact, I'm 100% positive. Almost every submarine out there has a fucking periscope of some sort. Why not?
I think they have to too, but I still like what you're thinking, Maestro. Like, especially since I think that would be something they would say. Oh yeah, we were looking at the beach.
It's like one of those things. Like, sure, I guess every other submarine has it.
4 miles off the coast. Dude.
It's tradition.
It's tradition. Exactly.
So, I don't know. I like the smuggling idea because it's so close, too.
Dude, that'd be scary.
It would be scary.
So, in doing research for the bakery, I feel I can speak for Axel on this one.
You can always speak for Axel for most of it. Not about robots, though.
Or cheetahs.
Don't say shit about it.
That's true.
Cheetahs.
Or cheetahs, too, yeah.
Yeah, you fucking cheetahs and robots. So, I can speak for Axel on this one. When we say, we come across a lot of stories that are the same. Not just, like, seeing the same story on several different sites. Like, let's say, a guy ripping out the tongue of a cheetah. Seeing that on MSN and then Google. No, that's not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about seeing a recurring story that has not resolved itself yet.
Yeah, like you just
see it over and over again, like the Xbox guys or something.
The who?
The Xbox guys who stayed online.
Exactly.
Although that eventually resolved. Eventually.
But. Eventually. But we did report on it for a while.
Yeah.
Now, because of these, I don't really feel like we should report on them just because it's...
We don't know the end of them?
Yeah, we have nothing really to report. It's just a situation going on.
But...
I feel like cheap
like
news.
It's like current events.
Yeah, you think so?
You feel that's cheap
that
news?
That reminds me of current events, right?
I don't know. Because with this whole BP bullshit now, it's like, we know what's happening. All right, get over it. You don't have to report on every little thing. Give me the broad strokes.
Yeah, because every other news organization is reporting on it. You're getting your information already.
But that's not to say the bakery doesn't do that. We do it with the LHC. We're still waiting for that thing to destroy the world. And
yeah, we do have recurring stories. We talk about space, anything recurring. So I'm sure we've talked about the sun a million times. We've talked about LHC. I don't know now.
Yeah.
Fans.
Someone
let us know.
The apocalypse.
Yeah. Apocalypse. There you go. When we're king.
But I'm adding one more to that list, and it is Colton Harris Moore.
Oh, I've read about this kid. Okay. Is this the, like, young fugitive that's, like, in England?
Yes and no. He's a young fugitive, but he's not in England.
Oh, I thought he was in England.
No.
Where is he?
Who cares? He's a young fugitive.
Well, I want to know where he is.
No, I mean, where is he, though?
Yeah, he was born and raised in Washington, USA, which is on the West Coast.
So he's an American fugitive, so we could technically run into him.
No.
No, I hope not.
And this is why I'm reporting on this story now. I've come across this guy's name tons of times.
I have, too.
And it's always for the same shit. He's known for robbing over 100 houses across a couple United States and Canada. So he's just hopping in and out of borders, robbing houses.
Just left and right, just to survive.
Exactly.
Like, I remember I've kind of read about it. I just know, like, he lives in the forest. Like, he's like some fugitive kid who just doesn't give a shit. He, like, robs when he wants to and, like, flaunts in front of the cops somehow. I remember there. That was, like...
At one crime scene, he left chalk outlines of footprints because they call him the Barefoot Bandit because in some of his instances, he's been barefoot.
Nice.
So he left chalk footprints to taunt the cops.
How old is he, though? I know he's young, but do you know how old
he is? He's 19 years old.
Oh, wow. 19-year-old fugitive just toying with cops.
He's been on the run since 2008.
Is it, like, what kind of robberies?
B&E. Yeah, just breaking and entering. Stealing credit cards. And
while the people were there?
I'm sure in some instances. Why not? No. I don't think he's ever been charged with any violence.
I bet you does in the morning.
Here's the thing. He's charged with breaking into houses, stealing cars, and allegedly hot wiring 4 planes.
Oh, I think I've read that.
Awesome. Yeah.
And then crash landing them.
Crash landing planes.
He's just using America as his playground, basically. Sounds like it.
Oh, yeah.
He's just going and doing whatever he wants, kind
of. Catch me if you can. There you go. That's a great example of what this kid's doing. But he's just working the system.
Dude, we need to get him on the bakery.
That's right. That's why I'm calling this out right now.
How do you work the system nowadays like that?
Because you just rely on police being, humans.
Well, if you're in Canada, I mean, that's one thing.
You started out in the U.S., though. According to Dubious John.
Oh, yes. But the reason I report on him now is because he has been spotted in Illinois.
Oh, shit.
Which is a shit ton of miles, in fact, exactly 2,071 miles from his original starting location, if you're going in a straight line.
Wow. Yeah, keep us, let's follow him, because the show's going to be on for years, so he'll probably eventually get caught or do something more amazing. Because you're right, I wasn't understanding what you were trying to get at in the beginning, but I get it. Like, I have stumbled on this kid a bunch of times. Like, the more you've talked about him stealing the airplanes, I remember totally reading about him. And like I said, I remember him, like, living in the forest, and, like, he would just...
Yeah.
He just, like, fucks with cops and stuff, and they can't catch him because he just doesn't give a shit, and he, like, lives off the grid.
Yeah, exactly.
He just does whatever he wants.
He's, I don't know. He's kind of something to be admired, but not really. He's not a good role model, but you can give him props for fucking... surviving for that long on what he's doing. Anyone who's that good at anything should call the bat line, 1-872.
Yeah, dude. Call the bat line at least. Come in for one show and then leave because they're, they're podcasts, so they record early. So by the time someone heard it, you're already gone. So yeah, did you hear this story? I know you kind of did. We talked about it before, Dubious John, about the license plates. bill in California. It's like Senate Bill 1453 in California was passed, and it's a feasibility study. So the Assembly Transportation Committee voted 9-0 in favor of this feasibility study to determine if advertising revenue for millions of digital license plates would help close the state's $19.1 billion deficit.
Oh,
so basically, God. They want to put advertisements on digital like license plates. You like watch an ad as you're driving.
It's not gonna happen.
I fucking hope not.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, because the DMV won't let it probably.
That's
retarded.
What
the hell? Advertisements right in front of you while you're trying to drive.
No, dude, isn't there like, not like, enough?
Like LA needs more, you know, distracted drivers.
So I mean, they haven't said they're gonna do it. This is just the feasibility. They're just studying to see if it's even feasible for that to even be a possibility. Because then they can make a little bit of money.
They should stop wasting their fucking time. That's what I have to say about that.
Well, here's
and we can do better.
See, here's what like the proponents are saying. They're saying like besides bringing revenue, the electronic plates could streamline car registration procedures and quickly notify motorists of like hazardous road conditions and amber alerts. So I could see that maybe being a benefit of digital license plates. But you know, critics like everyone in the world have like. Would warn that the ads would distract drivers and add to the growing clutter of intrusive signage all over the world.
I totally agree.
Yeah, what's the point?
What's the point
of a license plate if it doesn't display your license?
Oh, I know,
dude,
right?
Maybe like, they shouldn't.
We talked about Sacramento. I kind of feel this way. Off. I feel this way. It's like others feel that it's just one more way for the government to track the public's every move and could lead to like taxes on miles driven. Or instant notification when like registration expires or insurance is like lapses. Or, you know, maybe shit could be hacked so people could post like rogue messages like go to thedubiousbakery.com.
It's a very valid point. It's a very valid point because a lot of times you don't think on that level, but that's how things get started. Now the government's on your license plate. So now now we add a little chip to the license plate, you know? It just goes down.
I really, the more I look into this. The more I don't like it.
Screw government.
So here's how the ads would kind of work. Like backers of the idea say the digital plates could be programmed to display the ads only after an automobile has been stopped for 4 seconds. Then the car number would be visible in small letters at the corner of the plate when the ads are displayed. And then the ad would disappear and the plate's regular number would pop back up when the car started moving.
Oh, never mind. That sounds cool.
It's so easy to win over, my friend. Yeah, what happened there?
I thought that this made me think that maybe older cops would not be able to go in the force because they couldn't see maybe certain license plate numbers if they got smaller font during the ad. Maybe I mean it would just be something like because don't usually cops they get most of the license plate numbers just when they're parked behind a red car. They just kind of run all the plates around them and just see what flag is up.
Yeah.
If they're all becoming ads and shit and they're all in small print, it's going to be like harder. It's going to be like, what the fuck? I can't really see to type in.
That's why it's not going to happen.
I don't know. I hope not.
These are politicians or some group coming up with ideas. It's not practical.
It's a waste of time. They should just spend their time on Prop 19.
Waste of time.
Donate your money to Prop 19.
I like what this person on this blog said, ridiculing the idea. He said, the plates would have to be wireless, which would entail a statewide wireless network that would be open for hacking. I never thought about that, but it's just like a statewide wireless network. That'd be kind of cool, maybe to have internet or something, because it would require a big,
huge
thing.
Well, that's ridiculous saying it's open for hacking, because there are many wireless networks now, and they run just fine.
But actually, Governor Schwarzenegger's office said he'd veto the legislation if it reaches his desk.
Schwarzenegger.
So I guess he doesn't
special
like it either.
Special interest.
I do it, Sean.
Special interest. It's my intent to make sure the wireless networks run smoothly. My hammer.
Get to the chopper!
Get to the chopper!
So yeah, that pisses me off.
Yeah,
I don't think it'll happen.
Nah, that's it.
Stupid.
Yep. Totally agree.
Totally.
But thanks for joining us on that huge disappointing note of California legislation. But yeah, it was a fun time. As always, you can find us on Facebook. Just search for The Dubious Bakers, as well as iTunes.
And check out our archive as well, thedubiousbakery.com. And call the Batline, please, 1-872-BATLINE. We're having a cussing contest, so I want people just to call. Just cuss us out. Just say, fuck you, you motherfucker. Or say something even better if you think you can top that, which I don't fucking think you can.
But, that's right. Hey, make sure to vote for us on thepodcastfan.com. Do that. Do that now.
And as always, smoke 'em if you got 'em.